Okay, CES 2009, I'm here with Todd from the Windows Home Server team. Hey, man.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Now, 12 months ago, we were here. We were looking at some of the new Windows Home Server hardware. You had a couple of new devices.
Yep.
This year, you have like a wall full of devices.
Yep.
And we'll get to it in a minute, but you have one down here that's like 7 billion terabytes or something.
It's 16 drives, 24 terabytes of storage in a home server. So largest home server we've seen had 20 terabytes of storage used, and Niveus Media brought out their cargo edition.
Well, let's do it clockwise. Okay. What do we got here? What's up top?
So this is VIA's new NSD 7800 model. It's VIA's very well known in the System Builder channel, but they're actually going to start preloading Windows Home Server on this device and several other devices. And this has 8 SATA drive bays. So you can basically put quite a bit of storage on your home
server. That's a lot. Now, coming to the smallest one.
Smallest one is also from VIA. It's Artigo. It's available as a System Builder kit. You can put 1 2.5-inch drive in this one. Donovan West on Home Server Hacks has a build out that explains how to basically get the BIOS loaded and get Windows Home Server loaded on this.
Now, this could, like, you could put this in your car. You know, you could get like a 12-volt adapter and plug it in through your stereo. Yep. This could be a home server in the car.
You could put it in your RV and travel across America with it and
exactly.
Back up your PCs.
And it's tiny. All right, what else we got? What's new?
So Shuttle has 2 models of home server. Shuttle, also like VIA, is well known in the System Builder channel, and they're going to start preloading this box. This has 2 hard drive bays, and then there's another model that has 3 hard drive bays, and the third hard drive is actually removable. You could use it for server backup or additional storage on your home server.
Okay.
Tranquil out of the UK. This is actually their expansion chassis. They have a 5-drive home server, and then this is an eSATA expansion chassis. So you can actually have up to 10 hard drives on your home server with Tranquil. Start out with 5, add 5 more. You can stack it or set it side by side against the Tranquil box.
Awesome. Over to
another one from VIA. This is a 2-drive model. This one up here has a 100 megabit port, so it's really kind of a low end. This is 1 gigabit Ethernet, 2 hard drives, lots of USB ports, so you can expand with USB ports.
Acer now has a home server?
Acer Aspire Easy Store home server is a 4-drive model. They're doing some neat innovations around add-ins. They're going to build an add-in for DLNA media streaming. They're going to build an add-in for power management. But the coolest add-in that they're working on is you plug in an external drive and you click a button and it copies all the contents to your shared folders on your home server.
Straight away. That's very cool. Down the line now, this looks like a big Mac Store drive. What's this?
It's a 4-drive model. It's from Foxconn, one of our ODMs, original device manufacturers, and they basically are working with ODM partners. And you'll see this one come to market under a different name than Foxconn, but Foxconn is one of the builders of these types of devices that then OEMs put their logo on and ship.
And of course, the Niveus, which I mentioned before. It's not really 700 terabytes, but it's kind of close.
24 terabytes of storage, so it's a 16 hot swappable drives. These are all 1.5 terabyte drives in here. It's meant to be rack mountable for the serious, media enthusiast.
Now, this is really where I think home server starts to blur with kind of the professional server. So I think, in the past, if you wanted, this many terabytes of storage in your house, you really had to buy something that was a professional file storage system.
Yep. And, the nice thing about the home server category is it's becoming real from small to big, right? And the things in between. So we now have 1-drive models, 2-drive models, 4-drive models, 5-drive models, 8-drive models, 16-drive models, So it really depends on how big your media collection is and how you want to grow it.
Great. All right, so what are we looking at here? What's on the screen?
So the screen is the new UI that comes with the HP Media Smart Servers. HP announced 2 Media Smart Servers, the EX485 and EX487.
Okay.
They won Best of Show at Macworld. One of the big features they have is they can be a Time Machine destination, so you can back up your Macintoshes to a Windows Home Server solution. You can also do some really neat things around Media Collector will take your content off your PCs and put it on your home server for you. They have a server for iTunes. They have online backup capabilities. And you can also have remote media streaming. Now, from your home server over the internet, you can just access your music and photos right through any internet browser.
Great. And obviously, these new models are... with the originals, we'll support both Mac and PC. Obviously, the new version has the new features for
new version has the software features, although HP is working on taking some subset of the new features. I believe it's the Time Machine backup capabilities and the online backup capabilities and moving those back to the existing product line.
Great. Now, moving along, we've got Logitech. What's this?
So Logitech actually built a really cool add-in for Windows Home Server, and you can access your music and your HVAC, your thermostat, and your lighting controls, all from a touch panel display, which Logitech is well known for. This uses Windows CE behind it. And so you can basically come in here, you can say, I want to control my audio, You can say, I want to pick the destination, I want it to come from my home server, and then I want to, you know, pick by genre, and then just, you know, access my music and it play out through speakers, you know, through a little port down here. You can just have speakers in a room, or you can have cameras mounted into it, and you can also remotely access this. So they've built an add-in from the remote access page in Windows Home Server. You can get at the Logitech UI and basically, you know, control and check your thermostat and set different modes for your house depending on, you know, what you want to do.
And are these available today? I can buy that right now.
This is available today. Logitech sells through a channel partner, and that comes and does the install. And the installs can start with, you know, basically a home server and just one of these panels, and then you can add on to it over time. You can actually play the same audio in 6 different locations.
Wow.
In your home, or you can have 6 different streams of music playing in 6 different rooms.
So lots of new products, lots of new actual home server boxes and layouts. 2009. You know, what else can we expect to see? Any little secret tidbits you want to give us?
So 2009, we're really excited about CES, you know, it being sold in over 50 countries, the momentum behind the category becoming real with home server hardware partners. There's a lot more software add-ins becoming available. Last year, there were 30 at this time. This year, there's over 70. You'll see in 2009, you'll see another minor release from the Windows Home Server team that we've been working on. It's actually already in beta, and we'll be talking about that sometime in the future.
Great.
And we will also continue to work on this big major release. We don't have any schedule or release date for that yet, but we're doing some cool things, and you'll hear about that sometime in the future.
Fantastic. All right, Todd, always great to talk to you. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks very much.
Yep.
See you later.
Cheers.